Welcome to Beyond Category. I'm Eric Felton. We're here at the legendary Blues Alley Supper Club in Washington, D.C. to hear the fantastic young jazz piano player Eldar Djangiroff. You know, by the time he was 10 years old, he was already recognized as a piano prodigy in his native Kyrgyzstan. Then he moved to Kansas City in the United States, and since then has established himself as one of the great virtuosos in piano jazz. We're going to learn about his story, but first, let's hear some of the music. Come on with me and let's check it out.
Thank you.
Wow, fantastic.
Thank you.
Eldar, how are you? Thanks for making it.
Thank you.
So that tune, what time signature was that tune in?
That particular tune is more based on an impulse, but the soloing section is in nine.
In nine. Yes. So it's funky, it's danceable, but not really danceable because the time's shifting
all
over the
place. Yeah,
it's
got a little limp in it, yeah.
So when you set out to compose a tune like that, you say it's a sort of an impulse. What do you start with? Just an impulse, or are you thinking rhythmically? Are you thinking melodically? What are you starting with?
Usually everything that I do since an early age starts out as an experiment of some kind, and there's a goal, an objective goal to accomplish. I pick from a variety of devices, musical devices, whether it's melodic, harmonic, or rhythmic, in order to start an idea and then develop it in a way that makes a certain logic sense from the line before to the next.
So did you start with that particular riff when you came up with that tune? Was that the starting point?
That was the starting point for the solo section. And the solo section is sort of like the baseline of what the melody is. So it's taking certain excerpts from the melody and applying it to the solo section.
Can you show us how that works?
Sure. Well, the particular solo section, I mean, there's a bass line in it, and maybe Armando can help me play with it. It goes... Switches.
Yeah.
So it's in 4.5 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 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 1, 2. And then the basic chord structure that's sort of derived from the... sort of like the hook that is surrounded by the tune.
Yeah, I love how you get the rhythm going underneath and then the smooth chords over the top of it, a nice sort of tension having. What do you want people to experience when they're listening to your music?
Well, every tune is a different personality, and there's so many different tunes that I play with the band, with the trio, as well as solo piano, and so many of them are drawn from a palette of influences. And I think the first thing to me is making sure that the audience member feels like it's a good day to be alive. They should feel uplifted by the music, and they should be given a certain sense of hope, you know, even if not everything's okay, but it's going to be all right in the end, you know. And that's the general feeling of everything that I want to convey to people.
Now, tell us how you got here to this moment.
I've been playing music since I was 3 years old. I'm 25 now, and I've been playing this music for, you know, this many years, I guess 22 years now. And it started out as a part of the general education from my mom and my dad.
Your mom was a piano teacher.
Yeah, she is, and she's one of the best at that. She developed certain types of techniques and thoughts that I'd never had to relearn. She sort of programmed me in the right spot where I could take what she gave me and develop it as I went on. So she was a classical piano teacher, and that's something that I've done since an early age.
And then your dad was bringing home jazz records for you to listen to.
Yeah, well, actually, as a matter of fact, my father was born a while ago, and actually he was a teenager when Stalin was ruling Soviet Union, and he actually heard jazz on Voice of America. That was his first introduction to jazz, and he carried that love throughout his whole life. And by the time I came around, he developed this collection of jazz records that was extensive, and he in particular had a lot of piano players in the collection. And
you've continued to mix the classical technique you learned from your mother and the jazz that you were immersed in from your father. And you talk about how when you practice, sometimes you practice more classical than jazz, but you said that those are sort of use different parts of your brain. How do you approach the sort of classical side and the jazz side?
Well, on a dry level, I think classical music can give you a technique and an ability to express yourself clearly. And I feel like that sort of clear thought of execution allows you to express yourself more accurately. It's something that I've always been after as far as developing and learning as much pieces of vocabulary as I can from all around. And that allows me to sort of fill myself and ingrain myself with these ideas that can come to me at any point at a performance, whether I'm improvising or not.
Well, can you play something more for us? What can you play that maybe brings a bit of that classical and jazz mix to it?
Here's a tune that draws upon a certain harmony, and it's up to the listener to find out where I'm getting the inspiration. But I think they'll certainly think of a couple composers in mind that will remind them of in this piece. This piece is called Hope.
Eldar Djangirov with Armando Gola and Ludwig Afonso. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I appreciate it.
You know, neuroscientists wonder over why music makes us feel certain ways. What is it that makes some music sad? What is it that makes some music happy? And it's not just like minor or major key. Nobody can really sort it out. But that song is completely uplifting. What is it about that tune that gives it that uplifting quality?
There's so many different things. There's an emotional level to it, and there's a theoretical level to it. There are certain resolutions that feel a certain way to begin with, and there's certain things that you can make certain people feel something just with that.
Just like in the middle, like when you have the real statement of the melody, and then you had a modulation and a restatement of the melody. That modulation just, you know, lifts you up when you hear it.
I appreciate it. That's definitely the objective.
How much of what you do is rooted in the piano? How different would your approach to music be if you had taken up oboe or French horn?
Well, I think piano is, in many ways, a complete instrument because it's almost like a symphony orchestra.
You are doing often two things at one time, and a lot of piano players really focus on their right hand, the melodic playing they're doing. But you are imbued in an older tradition where having a left hand that is really active, especially stride playing. When did you start to really learn to the traditional style of stride piano?
Well, it's something that, as I was younger, I was playing solo a lot, and it was an idea that would sort of carry the rhythm and the bass at the same time and have the chordal structure inside, while letting me have the melody in my right hand.
This is something that older piano players really knew how to do. Art Tatum, Oscar Peterson, and Count Basie, and that whole generation of swing era piano players. Was there somebody whose stride concept you really locked onto?
Well, the first piano player that I was sort of introduced to as not just a piano player, but just music in general, Oscar Peterson was the first piano player that I heard.
What would you do to take the traditional stride and make it seem modern?
Well, there's one tune that I particularly do. It's a tune called it's a tune on a record of mine called Three Stories, and it's called I Should Care. And there's a section that goes the last 16 bars is sort of like the piano solo, so I can play a little bit of it. So. So there's certain things that you can do with it and kind of mess with time in your left hand while keeping the right hand still at the same in the same time frame, but still connected to the form.
Hearing so much great music, it makes me want to join in and play something. Maybe we could do something together.
Let's do it.
Maybe do something where you work a little stride in, play something, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Wow, what a blast making music with such fantastic musicians. I'd like to thank Armando Gola on bass, Ludwig Alfonso on drums, and of course the fantastic Eldar Djangirov on piano. I'd like to also thank Blues Alley Jazz Supper Club here in Washington, D.C. I hope you'll join us again for another edition of Beyond Category, where we explore the world of good music. I'm Eric Felton.